Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this wonderful word that just tells us to contend for the faith and then run the race with brothers and sisters, that we've got both precious people encouraging us and helping us, as with Paul, and then there's also them that strongly oppose our message. So we thank you. We thank you for the power of your Spirit that is at work in our lives to let us share this gospel with understanding, to wake mankind up to this great and precious love that we have. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Greetings, precious family. As our readings is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13 to 14. And verse 13 talks about him asking some people, though he's got people that help him and they're there, they must bring the scrolls and bring his cloak and that. So you've got co-workers together with this gospel. And then you've got Alexander, the metal worker, and he has resisted the message strongly. So he's against this gospel, which is the power of God unto salvation. And it's by faith, because the righteousness of God is revealed in this gospel. So that's it, guys. We need to understand, you know, we've got a race to run, and I love you in Timothy. We see there, we done that 2 days back. We went through that readings. We got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. As we run the race, as we stay in tune and take hold of the God quality of life that's found in faith. And then we can just see, I think of Romans chapter 6. It speaks there, there's a form of doctrine. So some people oppose this form of doctrine. And we need to understand this. The form of doctrine that he who knew no sin became sin, so we can become the righteousness of God. And this form of doctrine is now, because of what Jesus has done, we are raised and seated with him in heavenly places. We can see that in Hebrews 12 from verse 22. We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, and then to the angels, to the Father, to the church of the firstborn. And where are we there? We're the spirits of just men made perfect. That's us. So we've got this great blessing. We've translated into this kingdom. But then we've got a race to run. And that's why right at the beginning of Romans 12, it tells us that Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. And just before that, we saw the beautiful picture of brothers and sisters that walked in faith that weren't made perfect right in the end of chapter 11. Apart from us. So when were they made perfect? When were they brought into the fullness of the reality of this new covenant, raised and seated with the Lord in heavenly places? Hebrews 10 from verse 10 to 14, it talks about by one sacrifice we were made perfect, and therefore to push on into holiness, separation to God. So guys, stay in tune. And then Hebrews 12 goes on so beautifully that you, as I said before, Jesus is the author and the perfecter of the plan that he has for us, just like he did with all those Old Testament guys. He's got a plan for us, and then we must resist sin. The sin is not our friend. 1 John speaks it, and he's talking to young believers, because every young believer needs to be trained. He can't just say, I'm being free from sin, and he's still a baby. A baby is no better than a slave, so he needs to be instructed. So he gets instructed that you need to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. You need to walk in the light. And you, sins, has neither seen him nor known him. So it's in seeing him and knowing him. How do you do that? Through the anointing, through the leading of the Spirit. And then it ends off so beautifully in 1 John. It says the Son of God has come and has given us understanding. Understanding of what? Of the path, of the discipline, of the obedience, of the walking in tune with God. Now we're walking in tune with the Father and the Son through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And then he says, and you are in him who is true. And this is the God quality of life, eternal life. So we have come, we are in the blessings, guys. And we need to just stay in tune and contend for the faith and stay. And then Hebrews 12 goes on to say we stand against sin. Then it talks about being disciples, being obedient, being persistent, enduring, pursuing peace. Not letting the root of bitterness come up in our lives. So we constantly got to come to God and just get refreshed and just stay sharp and stay on fire for the Messiah. So be blessed, guys. You are blessed. You have opposition, but praise God, that is chance for us just to go and get stronger in the good message, the message that we are saved. It's Romans 6. There's a form of teaching. There's a form of doctrine. What is that form? That you were slaves to sin and that you now slaves to righteousness. So sin has been dealt with and you're now children of the living God to now put the goodness of God on. Put on in your head, your understanding, your life. Put on Christ. Amen. That's what it's all about. So be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.